Welcome to Raw Mind Sports. This is your host, Ryan Primetime Jones. On our NBA playoff episode, we have TJ Harrell and Monte Breeze Atkins to discuss who they think is going to win the NBA championship. Also, who's the NBA MVP and as well the NBA Rookie of the Year. This is an episode you do not want to miss. Welcome to this NBA playoff episode of Raw Mind Sports. Got my boy back here, TJ Harrell, back here in the set, on the set. And I got Monte Breeze Atkins. This is going to be an interesting debate. The first topic we're going to talk about for the NBA episode is, who is the NBA MVP? So I'm going to start off first with TJ Harrell. TJ Harrell, who you feel is the NBA MVP?
Oh, man. It's kind of hard right now to say. Well, to go against James Harden, man, to look at what this guy's doing and the numbers he's putting up over there at Houston, man, these guys' records. If you're going, like, technical and you're looking at how NBA judges MVP with wins and who's, like, the best player on the team, I got to go with James Harden. If I were to put up an argument with anybody, I know everybody keeps sending me the little split picture of LeBron stats and James Harden stats, and they saying they're basically identical. But, you know, still, he's number one in the West, and LeBron's number, what, two, three in the East?
Four
in the East? God, even worse. How can I give him the MVP? Even though I got to say he had a hell of a year, you know what I mean? He's, to see what the Cavs has been through with no Tyronn Lue went out for a little bit and the depleted roster and emptying out the roster and bringing in new more guys, he's playing a hell of a year, 15 years in and slamming on people how he's been slamming on people and just – triple doubles, crazy. I gotta salute him. He having a hell of a year, 15 years in. But kid James Harden, man, kid serious, man. He got these guys up to 65 wins. He's putting up almost 30, and he leading the troops, man. Last year, I felt like he deserved it somewhat. But Russell Westbrook averaged a triple double. How can you go against that with the year Russ put up last year? But I think he got snubbed, Evan. I feel like this year, the year he deserved.
What's your take on it, Mr. Breeze?
Well, to be back off of what you said as far as last year, Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double, he just eclipsed that last night, and he's the only person in NBA history to ever do that. So, for me, the MVP, and prior to last night, I would have said LeBron James because of the numbers and because of the roster changes and all the adversity that they've had to go through this year. But I'm going with Russell Westbrook, because you added two All-Stars. You didn't really have any depth on the bench. He decreased his numbers by 5 points, but still he averaged a triple-double, 25, 10, and 10. That's hard to do. He's the first person to have 100 triple-doubles, you know, for a career. So if it were up to me, the MVP should clearly be Russell Westbrook.
Clearly?
Clearly.
It's hard to say clearly for one. Russell Westbrook, you can't deny, you know, the triple-doubles is crazy. But also, it's something called the eye test. And the eye test, when I'm watching Russell Westbrook, I see a guy going hard every day. But the rebounding thing kind of gets to me. When I see Steve Adams or Jeremy Grant, you know, attempt to, like, jump and then pull themselves down, like somebody, it's, to me, it's like somebody's telling them, don't go get the rebound. Like, last night, Russell Westbrook had 20 rebounds, bro. The next person on their team with the most amount of rebounds was Steve Adams. He had 7. Nobody even got 10 rebounds. Paul George had like 4 rebounds. Because that don't even make any sense. Wow, your point guard is getting 20 rebounds. Like, something's not adding up there. Like, I don't know what kind of system they run. Is it meant for Russell Westbrook to get?
I think it's they wanted to, you know, because this is something that's never been done before and is a great feat and it's something that he's accomplished. Maybe it was his teammates decided, you know what, we want him to go out and get this or whatever. It's not like he just, you know, he had been doing this throughout the year and on nights where they weren't, you know, doing what you were saying they were doing as far as keeping themselves still for him to grab rebounds. But they knew tonight would have been, last night would have been an historic night for him. And so I'm pretty sure they wanted him to, you know, get that. I mean, we've never seen nothing like this. I mean, us watching sports all these years or whatever, we never seen somebody average a triple-double. But for him to do it, we always heard of Oscar Robertson and Wilt Chamberlain and the other guy, I don't know his last name. We heard of him, but we never seen this happen. And we talking about it didn't happen in the golden era of the NBA, which was the 80s or whatever. It didn't happen in the 90s.
Why didn't happen?
Jordan.
You want to know why it didn't happen?
Why?
Because there was an era of big men and no 6'3 point guards grabbing no rebounds. We play in the we looking at the league now where these point guards, they can get these rebounds. It's a lot of shots going off. It's a lot of long balls.
But also because it's a guard game now. It's not a big man game. It's a guard game, and it's a lot of people spacing the floor now. So when you space the floor or whatever, you have guards that can cut these lanes or whatever, and they can get the rebounds.
But even if you look at the lineup, bro, they got, okay, when they're at the free throw line, usually you see, like, your two centers here, and then their two centers, and then your power forward or your small forward.
Right.
Russell Westbrook, the only point guard I know who line up on the free throw line. He don't line. Better than you got to see the shooting guard and the point guard be in the back.
Right.
He line up on the free throw line waiting for a rebound. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I get it. But it's set up.
He's a different type of player. But
he is.
What I will say about when you said that James Harden, the reason why I say James Harden shouldn't be because a lot of their success, I mean, they have 65 wins this year? They have 65 wins, but a lot of that, you have to attribute a lot of that success to Chris Paul or whatever, because you had James Harden in Houston all these years before, and they could, what, their max was maybe, what, 50-some games per year or whatever. Now they have 65. A lot of that is credited to Chris Paul. When Chris Paul actually, beginning of the season, when he missed games, their winning percentage actually went down. But when he came back, their winning percentage went up. So a lot of that is attributed to Chris Paul. You look at the impact that Chris Paul has had, even with his absence as far as the Los Angeles Clippers or whatever. They're not making the playoffs this year. They're out of the playoffs. Chris Paul goes to the Houston Rockets or whatever. Now they have a franchise record. When you have James Harden that has been there or whatever, he had been there numerous seasons, and they barely eclipsed 50 wins. Now they got 65 wins. A lot of that has to go with Chris Paul.
I gotta stop you.
What's your mind?
I gotta stop you there. I agree with you in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Paul and the Clippers, where did they go? What did they do? Chris Paul never been that far. He's a great player, but we haven't seen much of him in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. With the Clippers, they roster's all gone. Blake gone. I didn't expect them to be in the playoff. The West is tough, man.
It is, but Chris Paul has always been injured.
Okay, but I say
he always got injured in the postseason, so that had a lot to do with it.
I feel like when you say, I feel like you discredit a lot of the Rockets roster when you just say their big three. When Clint Capella is playing with Chris Paul and them, the guys maybe lost one or two games all year.
You're right.
They have the six man of the year. Aaron Gordon coming in and score 40 points.
I was about to say you have Eric Gordon, you have Trevor Ariza, who, me as a Lakers fan or whatever, was a big reason why we won one of those years, the finals or whatever. So, I mean, they have pieces. They have role players. But what I'm saying is, you know, with Chris Paul coming to that team, it made a significant
Absolutely.
Impact. And James Harden, he's putting up numbers, but his numbers really are pretty much identical to what they were last year, and he didn't win the finals. I mean, he didn't win the MVP last year.
It was our first time seeing Russell Westbrook, somebody average a triple-double in our era anyway. So how can you go against that?
Right? But so now it's his second time. Nobody's ever done it two times.
That's a fact. But the Rockets are just, bro, they terrorizing the West.
They are. But also they've also had help with the West too, because you know the Warriors haven't been as healthy.
Right, I agree.
You know, they've had injury problems all year, and then their bench isn't as deep. To me, they're not as deep as they had been.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If I want to give the MVP to James Harden, Russell Westbrook's not getting it. LeBron James not getting it. I got to go with my man Anthony Davis. 2-3 from New Orleans, baby.
Oh, wow.
And I like Anthony Davis, but then it goes to,
What is he putting up this year? He's putting up like almost 30 and like 12.
He's 20.
He got these guys to 6 in the West.
But he's 28-11-2, and guess what? He was 28-11-2 last year. Same thing. Identical numbers. So, I mean, he's balling, but the improvement. But then also, he has pieces too. He has Rondo.
Really?
He has veteran experience.
Compared to pieces of that. Look at the Rockets' pieces. Drew Holiday has been... Bro, he don't have two All-Stars around there before Boogie got hurt. But Russell Westbrook just struggled juice to get in the playoffs. But he's like, that was a...
You said Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, that was a struggle to get in the playoffs.
He struggled to get in the playoffs. Okay.
With Paul George and Melo.
Hold on, I'm going to give you...
Raw mind sports.
Pelicans in the West, too. And he's surrounded by...
First of all, Russell Westbrook.
Each one more. Rajon Rondo. What's my man named? Power Four. The dude who can shoot. Not start with an N. What is his name? I can't think of his name right now. But he's not surrounded by this type of talent, bro. These guys are mediocre at best.
I mean, that's a lot of players in the NBA. If you want to say that, there's a lot of players. It's only a few superstars studs. Bro. You're right. It's a few, but like I said, it would have to go. To Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook is just, I mean, what he's doing is unprecedented. You've never seen it before. And it's highly unlikely. You probably won't see it again until he retires. Because I feel like he can do it again. This is the thing. You said he struggled to get into the playoffs. The year before KD left or whatever, he was injured. And they were... I want to say like 15 games below 500. And Russell Westbrook, what I knew about Russell Westbrook is that, you know, sooner or later, I knew when KD left that Russell Westbrook probably would come close to averaging a triple-double, because that same year that KD was injured, he had about 15 or 16 triple-doubles or whatever for that season or whatever. And he willed them to within a game of making it to the playoffs or whatever. Okay, now you have KD who left last year. And you have KD who left last year, and guess what? They make the fifth seed in the East. I mean, in the West, which is a hard conference again. So that's a significant feat. Now you add two All-Stars or whatever, and they improve by a game. A lot of people probably expect them to improve more, but they improve.
Yeah, because Melo trash, by the way.
So what's on your mind about Carmelo Anthony? Do you feel like Carmelo Anthony's going to have a better productive playoff?
Man,
on this run?
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, Melo's one of my favorite players. I think he's one of the top five prolific scorers ever. But this year, it's not the same Melo, man. I don't know if it's playing with Russell Westbrook, taking the back door to him and Paul. He's not even the big three.
Yeah.
It's Paul George, Russell Westbrook, and Steve Adams. He's not even in the big three. This guy haven't had a 30-point game all year. Like, I don't know what to think about Melo. I think it should be better because the game has slowed down in the playoffs. He's pretty much been resting all year, so hopefully he's stepping up in the playoffs. But I don't know if I can count on him. I don't know. He's just looking like struggle juice out here right now, man.
Speaking of that topic, we're going to go to the NBA playoff brackets. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much, you can pull those up. And how do you feel about the playoff brackets and who you feel is going to go today to chase that Tom O'Brien trophy?
Ooh. Where you want to go, East or West? Where you want to start?
Let's start with
East, because the East is the lackluster. So who we got? 1-8. 1-8, we got the Raptors and the Wizards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Raptors and the Wizards. I don't know if I trust the Raptors, man. I see this every year. They put up this. Their regular season, they are great, man. These guys are great in the regular season. But postseason, Kyle Lowry gets missing, man. You can put him on the mid-court.
I agree.
Mid-court Lowry.
I agree, but I'm going to give the Raptors their respect because they are the number one seed. So I am going to have them move into the second round. But I think it's going to be a series of backcourts. Whose backcourt is better? I mean, you got Bradley Beal, and then you got DeRozan and Lowry. And like you said, Lowry is subject to get missing. Well, DeRozan gets missing too, some a little bit. But, you know, like you said, it's Lowry. So I don't know. If the All-Star Lowry shows up, then they'll take care of the Wizards. But if he doesn't, then I think it's going to be a long series.
I think.
But I would say the Raptors.
I think the determining factor. They split for the year 2-2 with no John Wall. But at one point in time, I felt like the Wizards was playing better without John Wall.
Right.
So it really depends on the Wizards' chemistry. But I think it's going to boil down to the Raptors bench.
It's them Adidas. John Wall, he shouldn't have went to Adidas. He signed it.
Raw Mind Sports.
Yo. He signed that contract with Adidas. Soon he signed that contract with Adidas, he got hurt. Like, I ain't, you know.
You're right, though.
Like, you know.
The Raptors bench is heavy, man.
Right.
I think it really going. I think their bench is going to outplay the Wizards bench, and I got the Raptors taking it 4-2.
You know that recently I just saw today on ESPN that you know the Wizards signed Ty Lawson. How would he help contribute to that team?
They signed him, but it doesn't impress me. I mean, it'd be like another Felton on another team. Yeah. You can get mediocre subpar, you know, play, but I mean, he had his little run in Denver and you know, that you saw what happened with that. So I don't, it's not a threat to me. I mean, they signed him, but it nothing about him stands out to me.
I agree. I don't think he'll play a big part in there.
No.
When the last time Kylaw had something good going? When Melo was there?
Maybe. No, 2008, the Final Four.
Right. I like Tylaw. He was in Carolina on my squad. You know, I know a lot of people that know him personally and played ball with him, you know, in the metro area, but I don't know.
Right.
Let's go to the Knicks game.
2-7.
The Eastern Conference Finals.
Celtics and Bucks.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, well, the fact that Kyrie is out for the remainder of the season and Gordon Hayward is out, they still have good young talent because Jason Tatum is a monster. You know, shout out to Duke. Jason Tatum is a monster. Terry Rozier, if he gets going, he's a beast too. Yes, he's a monster. So I mean, if they can push the pace and push the tempo on the Bucks, I think they can beat the Bucks. Everybody's counting them out because they're missing Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. But people got to understand, Brad Stevens is a heck of a coach or whatever, and it's about systems. And that man has been successful ever since. And no matter – he's changed his roster I don't know how many times since he's been there, and he still made it work. So the fact that, you know, they're missing, I don't think they're going to miss a beat. I think they still will beat the Bucks. I just don't think the Bucks have enough on them.
What's your mind on it?
Brad Stevens, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. One of the best young coaches out there. He's going to have them guys ready. They're going to be prepared and ready to go. Mm-hmm. Somebody tell Brad.
So you think Antetokounmpo
is about to zip them boys
Greek the Freak. Okay.
Greek Freak and Barry and Bledsoe. And Henson and Thumbmaker, they're about to have them boys on ice. Damn. Them long guys.
You saying Bledsoe, he ain't do nothing with the Suns. Oh, my gosh. And the Suns are horrible, and they still got rid of Bledsoe. So,
Well, they're horrible. They got rid of IT, too.
Right. Right, true.
We see they don't make the best decision.
They don't.
So, basically, you're going with the Bucks, and you're going with Boston.
I know Brad Stevens going to have them ready, man, but...
I tell you what, if the Bucks, they showed up last night against Philly or whatever, show up again this series...
See, I'm going to tell you, okay, last night, the Bucks got 80 put up in them first half.
Right.
But Philly's dangerous. I've been telling you this. Right. Philly's dangerous. Right.
They are.
In the last episode,
Philly
you did.
Is dangerous. But I think the Bucks lost on purpose to get to the seventh seed.
So they can play.
The depleted self. So I think that was all on purpose. Yeah, I think they tanked on purpose last night. But they got smashed. Oh my God.
Wow.
What's the next song?
Then you have
going to play.
You have the
Sixers
and no Sixers and Heat.
Sixers and
three
Heat.
And six.
Oh, ooh, man.
Now this one right here, now this is the one that has me concerned because, you know, everybody's talking about the Sixers or whatever, but you know, it depends if Joel Embiid comes back or whatever. And then, you know, him and Whiteside, they've been beefing the whole year and everything. And Whiteside is good. He's a stud. And then you got the reincarnated form of D-Wade or whatever. Who, since he's been back to Miami, he's been reminding people that it's still Miami Wade County. It's not Dade. It's Miami Wade County. And I just think with those guys or whatever, if they push tempo and if they run, I think they can actually run the Sixers out of the gym.
God, man.
Your mind on
stuff. I lived in Miami for 6 years, man. I'm like an honorary Heat guy. You know, man, I love the Heat, man. I live right next to the stadium. Everybody came to my crib. You could walk to the Heat Stadium from my house. I've been to a lot of Heat games, man. I'm a Wade County fan, man. I like the Heat. I like Whiteside. I think Dragic is the most underrated point guard in the league.
He's like been balling since Phoenix days.
They strapped. I feel like Cleveland ducked them. I feel like Cleveland struggled with the Heat. And I said if they would play Cleveland, they had a chance to upset Cleveland in the first round. I thought we was going to see something. But they got these young, naive Philadelphia 76ers.
Your key word, naive, man, though.
They're naive. They don't. They going. They young. They not going into a thinking I'm going to lose it. They about to go in there and play their heart out, man. Ben Simmons, man, that guy. He's a young magic out there. Them guys are strapped, man. They shooting the lights out, man. Bellinelli out there. Looking,
they have veterans. Bellinelli is a
they
veteran.
Strapped, man. Them guys got shooters, man. Right. Covington, JJ Redick. They got these, man. They got lights out shooters surrounded by talent, man. Yard, whatever you want to call them. They got fearless, man. Embiid probably ain't gonna come back right now, but even without Embiid, Amir Johnson playing good, man. Them young guys are strapped. They not playing. They hot. It's a hot set. They 16 in a row right now. Ain't no team in NBA history ever went into the playoffs 16 straight.
Right.
Them guys not playing.
Nah,
man.
But I think they're about to witness that white hot of the Miami Heat. That white hot is just a different type of heat. Like, and then when them guys put on the Miami Vice jerseys, oh my gosh, like, watch out.
Watch out. I agree. But I don't think Miami, please, for my Miami folks, don't, y'all gotta forgive me on
this. It's tough. I mean,
I gotta send y'all home too, man.
I'm gonna go with the Sixers. But I mean,
it might be a seven game series.
A lot of these first round games have the tendency to go to seven game series. The one through eight. But we'll know, change that because the Cavs, I think LeBron, he has a chip on his shoulder. He has something to prove. They're not respecting him. His numbers, he's defying Father Time or whatever. You know, when
speaking of that, since you talked about LeBron and his defying time, they are the Eastern Conference reigning champs.
Right.
Do you feel like they're going to get out the first round? Or could this be an upset?
No, it's not an upset. The Pacers would be lucky. I mean, even though they won a season series, the Pacers would be lucky if they win two games against the Heat. I mean, against the Cavaliers. They'll be lucky if they win two games against the Cavaliers.
Your mind on the Cleveland Pacers series?
Well, Cavaliers, in regular season, they in the series right there, they down 3-1. But I don't think that means much. You know, that playoffs is a whole different game. And I think the King bleeds the King, man. I don't know if the Pacers got enough weapons. They got a weapon. Oladipo's playing great. I like Miles Turner a lot. But I just don't think they have enough. I wouldn't be surprised if they got swept.
I like Lance Stephenson too. Even though he gives LeBron a hard time, I like Lance Stephenson. But I just feel like, you know, and like I said, I'll give him a game, but they'd be lucky if they win too. And like you said, he's saying they sweep them, and they
might look up and win one. I might go 4-1, but I don't think they got enough firepower for the King, man, in the playoffs.
Right, and then they have people back that they're healthy. The roster is healthy now. I mean, they have Kevin Love back. Tristan Thompson is back. I mean, they still have veterans. They have shooters, and they got young guys that are hungry. Rodney Hood, he's hungry. You know, so watch out. And then they have a guy, George Hill. Like I tell a lot of guys, when they made that trade and George Hill went to them, I say, you have a point guard. He's not fancy. He's not real savvy, but he's one of those solid, consistent point guards that he's going to get you points. He's going to protect the ball. And guess what? He's going to guard the best guard. He's going to guard the best point guard on the court, and he's going to do it well. He's going to do it effectively. So I think that
Oladipo will give him 30 a night.
I like Oladipo. I do. I've been watching that guy since Indiana. Yeah. Oladipo is good, but like you said, the King, man, the King.
Okay, so let's say
you the King.
Let's say in that playoff series, if the Cavs win and the Raptors win, who win that next series between the Raptors and the Cavaliers?
The King. I mean, you could go back to 2 weeks ago, and we say the regular season, it to a degree, it doesn't mean nothing, but then to a degree, it does mean something. A couple of weeks ago, The Raptors was up, you know, a significant amount, double figures. And the Kane had to remind him and walk them down.
Then he put up about 30-something, 17.
He walked them down. They were down by like 15 points in midway the third quarter. And here goes LeBron. He walked them down. And next thing you know, they won the game or whatever. So I just don't think that nobody has an answer. LeBron said at the beginning, they just need to get in the playoffs. They could be a number 8 seed and they probably will come out of the East.
Well, let me tell you. I think they're going to go as far as they're going to go. But if they got to meet up with these Philadelphia 76ers with a healthy Joel Embiid, man, I think this is the year.
So you say this could possibly be the year in all sports. This could be the year of Philly. Philadelphia Eagles, Villanova Wildcats. And now you trying to say the Philadelphia 76ers?
Bro, they trust in the process, man. If you see, once the Philadelphia Eagles won that championship, it gave that city hope. Every other sport after that, everybody went to the top.
Well,
76ers went to the top. Well, the Flyers went to the top. Villanova went to the top.
Yeah.
Philly believe right now.
They do believe, but...
And the Cavs know. LeBron don't want to say... He way calling the young prince, but he really don't want no smoke with them.
He don't want...
He's gonna post it when he's gonna post it again.
Gonna fracture that orbital thing again or whatever. You gonna need another mask on or whatever.
They don't got no answer for Joel Embiid. Let's be real. Kevin Love, he's gonna get his boot smoked. Tristan Thompson gonna get his boot smoked. Who else gonna guard? Who can guard him? They gonna try to have LeBron guard. They don't know. They can't do that though. They gonna have to try to put LeBron on Ben Simmons.
For one, Ben Simmons is Achilles. He don't have a shot. Stop the lane from him driving,
can they stop him from driving though?
They can stop him.
Can they? Who?
They can stop him.
George Hill can stay in front of him.
They can stop him.
Can George Hill? Who's gonna guard Ben Simmons? That's the first task of the day when you stop in Philly. Keeping Ben Simmons away. And what Ben Simmons does, he sucks everybody to him. He's looking to pass.
You know, there's one thing LeBron does or whatever, and this is what's going to happen to Ben Simmons. And he hurts feelings when LeBron does this. A lot of guys, they feel like they got him and they shake him and they drive past him. And then when they get ready to put that ball up to the rim, what happened? LeBron.
When this is 2007 and 8. The last time we seen him do that was against Iguodala. 3 years ago. LeBron defense ain't the same, bro.
Why ain't he putting up numbers?
Remember we used to call him the chase down. We don't call him that no more.
He ain't doing that no more. It was just 2 years ago when he chased Iguodala down.
2 years ago,
he been doing it ever since. He's still been chasing guys down. It's just
it ain't the same, bro.
It's become so regular, just like with the MVP discussion, It's become so regular, though, that you expect this from LeBron that people don't... Even when he does it, you don't see it. You don't know.
I watch basketball every night. He don't play the same defense. He not the same guy defensively. And Cleveland not the same team. They don't shoot as well. They don't have it. I don't feel like...
So you have the Sixers coming out of the East.
I'm torn between. I would say...
Since we on that topic, that's what I was going to say. Who y'all got coming out of the East?
I got the Kane, LeBron James.
By default, you know, you're going to say Cleveland. But I feel like this, I'm going to say Cleveland. That they could get to the finals. But if they have to play Philadelphia in the Eastern Conference Finals with a healthy Joel Embiid, I think Philly can beat them.
If it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. And the reality is that LeBron, which is the king, and he's told you, he's going to come out of the East.
The
He's like fine wine. He gets better with time, and he's coming out.
He's stat chasing. He's trying to get individuals. He's stat chasing. I bet next year, if anything, he's going to try his best to average a triple double. I bet you, Prime.
He's come close, but you know.
We're gonna go back to this topic. This is gonna be a more interesting topic here because it's gonna be very interesting. We're going to the Western Conference now.
Ooh.
This right here top is gonna be up and down.
Now that one right there, the Western one.
Wait, Rockets and Timberwolves.
What? That's Rockets. Timberwolves. Rockets. I'm not even about to point out matchups and none of that or whatever.
I'm with
across
you.
The board.
We can skip
Rockets.
Past it.
You skip past. All right.
We can skip past it.
Call it to the top.
I like Jimmy Butler, but. You know, no.
I feel like Carson Towns one of the best big men in the league.
Right.
I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Capella's guarding him. Capella guarding
him. Shaq said he's not.
It's no, the Rockets,
Capella,
man.
You know what Shaq says about Capella on TNT, don't you?
Shaq says something about, bad about everybody. Yeah. Shaq want everybody to be like Shaq.
He could some freak.
Roll my sports.
Shaq want everybody to be like Shaq. Shaq want to say something bad about everybody.
Yeah,
but Rockets got too much firepower, man. They shoot way too many threes. They shoot well.
They keep making general commercials because they are, I ain't know. The Rockets. The Rockets.
Yeah, we can go to the next one.
Next series.
It's a problem.
We're going to Thunder Jazz?
Yeah, Thunder Jazz. Let's go to Thunder Jazz.
Oh, you want to go Thunder Jazz?
Yeah.
Boy.
I got Thunder.
Man. I know you taking Thunder. But, okay, the reason why I'm Thunder leads series 3-1, and they hold the Jazz to under 100 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the regular season in a fast-paced game. Jazz might not score 80 in the playoffs.
I like Donovan Mitchell too, man. Oh my gosh, like
we gonna get into that talk.
But you know, like the Thunder, man, in that arena too, man, Chesapeake Bay Arena,
it's
man.
Hard,
oh my gosh, it's hard to win in that one of the loudest arenas. I mean, you got Russell Westbrook, man, who he only plays on one gear.
Yeah, fast.
One gear and it's fast or whatever. I never seen nobody like it. But him and I think George is gonna step up, and I think. You know,
don't say Melo.
Melo can be quiet. He can be quiet or whatever. They have enough to. I think they have enough.
Yeah, to get past the Jazz.
Get past the Jazz.
Yeah, I got you.
You know?
I'm taking Thunder 4-2.
Yeah,
4-2.
Yeah.
Let's go with this Pelicans and Blazers series. You know, you got Damian Lillard against possibly an MVP candidate, Anthony Davis.
That's another. Now, see, this is another one. That 3-6, just like the West. That 3-6 with the. With the Sixers and the Heat, it's 3-6 in the West. Oh my gosh! Like
it's hard.
My heart telling me the Blazers, man, but my mind is saying the Pelicans could pull an upset because that guy's playing out his mind. Like he said, Anthony Davis is playing out his mind, and his role players they get better and better every year. And the fact that you know they have a veteran coach. This year or whatever, Alvin Gentry, who has, you know, been successful on other, you know, franchises, other rosters. He has that experience with the Warriors or whatever. So my mind is telling me the Pelicans might pull an upset on number three, but I don't know. It's tough.
What's your mind on it?
This is one of the toughest matchups for me. I told you in the last show, the Blazers are my sleeper team. They dangerous. But I knew it all depended on who fell, who they was going to play. Like, how did the seeds fall?
If McCollum and Lillard come bring it every night, and both of them got to bring it, if they bring it every night and Nurkic balls, then I think they'll win. But McCollum, none of those guys can afford to have an off game.
Yeah, I agree with you. With Portland, I think they super complete. I like Nurkic a lot. I like Aminu. I think they have enough to neutralize Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is going to get his.
Right.
You know, he's going to get 30 and 13 or whatever he's going to score. Mm-hmm. He's going to get his. But can the other guys get theirs?
Looking at Rondo.
And can Rondo and each one more of them guys slow down McCullough and Dame? Because when that boy get there and he get there.
Yeah.
He get tapping that watch on him.
You know, because everybody talks about, you know, Damian Lillard, man, but I'm telling you, man, that CJ McCollum is something, man.
It was underrated.
They both, I mean, if sometimes when I'm watching a game, sometimes if you're watching a game, I can be seeing McCollum, what I'm thinking is Lillard.
Yeah,
or I
can
be seeing Lillard,
that's
and I'm thinking it's McCollum.
That's
I'm like, well, dang, who is who? Or
they,
whatever.
They
because
parallel.
They have identical games or whatever. I mean, and they quick guards. They can get into the lane. They can create their own shots. I mean, they're dangerous, man.
If you force me in the corner and you back me down, man, I got to pick one. I'm going to say Portland. But I'm going to go on the left. It's going to go 6, maybe 7 games, but it's going to be a tough series. I don't think. I got Portland edging.
Right.
Who you got? What's on your mind?
I got Portland. Like I said, my heart telling me Portland. My mind saying Pelicans, but my heart telling me Portland. And a lot of times you're supposed to go with your heart. So I'm going with the Blazers.
I'll let you two decide and tell me, is this an upset series right here? Spurs versus the Warriors. Coach Pop against Coach Steve Kerr. What's your mind on it?
Steph Curry coming back?
No. Not this round. This first round.
And see, this is the same. This is, again, this 7-2 in the West is just like the 7-2 in the East or whatever, because the perennial favorites at the beginning of the season, they injured. You got you have a key piece that's injured. And they pointed out, I seen a stat with Curry, 20-0. When they have Curry and they don't have Durant, they're 20-0. But when Durant plays and they don't have Curry, they're 11-9. So if they don't have Curry, oh my God, like, I don't know. But the only thing upside I would say, and I'm going to go and say the Warriors this time, is because Kawhi Leonard is not expected to play. And last year, Kawhi Leonard, when he got hurt, I think
they was up 27.
They was up 27. They would have beaten. I think they would have dismantled the Warriors last year if Kawhi Leonard hadn't got hurt. But the fact that he's not playing this year, even without, you know, Curry, I think Thompson is going to step up, you know, because he has something to prove. Yeah, so as I was saying, I think they're going to take it. Simple fact, Kawhi Leonard is not playing. Like I said, last year, and like he said, last year when Kawhi Leonard, game one, they were up by 27 points. And then when Kawhi Leonard got hurt, the Warriors came back and it was over, you know. And the fact that Kawhi Leonard is not playing this year, and even without, you know, Steph Curry, I think everybody's talking about, you know, Durant, but I think Klay Thompson is this time he's going to show and prove, because I think a lot of times people tend to forget that when Mark Jackson was the head coach of the Warriors, Klay Thompson was the man. Klay Thompson was the one everybody was talking about. Like, they talked about Curry, but then Curry had a lot of injuries and stuff like that. But Klay Thompson was the one dropping 37 points in a quarter and stuff like that. He was the man. So I think he's going to show up. I think he's going to have a big series. And Draymond got a lot of heart, got a lot of pride. I don't think he's going to allow them to go out and lose like that the first round.
You surprised me. For you to be a Duke guy, you didn't bring up this factor that I was thinking of, though.
Quinn Cook.
Like I told you in the last show, and he said the stat too, with Steph Curry being there at 20-0, without Durant, with Durant being there without Steph. Like I told you, the game slows down. They turn into this ISO team ball, and that's not how the Warriors play with much success. They have a lot of movement. But I think the turnaround factor for the Warriors this year was when they put Quinn Cook in the starting lineup, the game changed. They start running Draymond and Quinn Cook at the point now, and they start looking different. Kevin Durant start moving around more. Steph, Klay start getting a lot more looks, and it changed. So I think them playing at the height right now and Quinn Cook playing at the height, I think definitely the Warriors going to get the Spurs up out of there.
Yeah, I see 4-1.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I wouldn't be surprised if they might win a game or so, but they don't stand a chance with the Warriors.
Right.
So who your next teams? You got the Thunder and the Rockets going, then you got the Blazers and
the Hold Warriors. On, so if the Thunder and the Rockets win, they play each other next season?
Yeah. Woo! I'll let you go first.
Boy!
What's your mind on it?
Man.
Hats off here. Man. It gets raw on this show, people.
Thunder just not—they not scared of the Rockets, bro. Mm-hmm. Like Russell Westbrook not scared of the Wood.
He ain't scared of nobody.
He gonna play them tough. He'll lock down James Harden himself. He's the type, let me guard him.
Right.
Man, that's tough, man. It depends on which Thunder you get.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be a 7-game series if they play each other, but some way. I think the Thunder are going to pull it out. I think that Russell Westbrook has a lot. He's already proven a lot now, but I think he has a lot to prove, you know, because even with this year, with him not even being mentioned as far as an MVP candidate doing what he's doing. I think he has a chip on his shoulder. He's always played like he's had a chip on his shoulder. I think when Durant was there or whatever, you know, he played with a chip on his shoulder because, you know, everybody gave all the kudos to Durant. But, you know, it's like, well, dang, Westbrook, that's the fearless, relentless one or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so he's not playing second fiddle to nobody. And I just think he's out on a mission to prove that, look, I'm the LeBron of the West.
You know? He is. He baby LeBron.
He's LeBron of the West.
But LeBron gets to the finals. Yeah. Russell Westbrook don't get there. He's been there once. He's been to a few conference finals. Mm-hmm. I think he has a lot. But before, I would definitely say Rockets. But I don't know. Mike D'Antoni said something a few days ago that rubbed me the wrong way. They asked him about championship or bust. And he was like, it kind of seemed like you don't. Like if they don't win the championship, it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't think that's the right mindset to have. No. I feel like you should go in there like, we want to. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to try to do.
We won 65 games.
I think that's right. I think this was his perspective on it, even though, you know, let your guys talk. That's why I was telling you in one of my early shows, like, Mike D'Antoni is a great regular season coach. Now it brings back to my mind, like, okay, your purpose to win these games in the regular season is to get to the NBA Finals.
Right.
Now he has this, I don't care, nonchalant attitude when it comes to the Finals.
And you look at all the makeup, it's all, you know, it's like a big, you know, individually, you put them together, and they postseason, they all struggle sandwiches. Mike D'Antoni, he struggled in the postseason. James Harden, Chris Paul. Yeah. And it's just like a Milton Pot of a struggleness in the postseason.
Right.
I don't know if they can figure it out together and, you know, come on one accord. Because, they did it for the year. But, like I say, man, the postseason, the game slows down. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be putting up them 120, 130 points. Mm-hmm. Can they win only putting up 110 or only putting up 100? Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or can they still put up 120 points in a slower?
Right.
I don't know how it's going to play off.
Right.
But I think seeing the Thunder and the head-to-head matchup, I can't say. I don't know how to call it.
You call on the bay, you going to say who's going to win or lose? Or you going
to be? I feel like the Thunder. Like I said, I feel like Russell Westbrook has something to prove. You know, I still, even though he won the MVP last year, it's kind of like they reluctantly gave it to him. It's like they had to give it to him because of what, like you said, what he did last year. But it's like they still not respecting him this year because the fact of the matter, his name is not even mentioned, I think. He's like 7th when it comes to, you know, MVP voting or whatever. Well, how was that? He averaged a triple-double last year and got it. And now he's not even top 2, top 3, like, you know, and he has his superstars. And so I think he has something to prove. It's like they never give him the respect that he deserves, you know, when he was with Durant. If Durant had the heart that Russell Westbrook had,
give me the best
heart. I think they would have beat the Warriors that year because I really
that was up 3-1.
They were up 3-1. There's no excuse, and you knew what Russell Westbrook was going to do. He's not as deadly accurate and everything. Sometimes he can shoot you in, sometimes he can shoot you out of the game. But a lot of times
he shoot you out.
But he has that killer instinct. But Kevin Durant didn't have that killer instinct or whatever, and Kevin Durant didn't feel comfortable, you know, with being, you know, second behind Russell Westbrook.
Well, he would have been second behind Steph Curry.
All right. So we're going to go to the next topic. Okay. You know, y'all got Portland Trail Blazers and Golden State. So we agree that since Steph Curry be back there around, then they're going to just dominate Portland. Or
I ain't saying they're going to dominate them. But I got them beating Portland. I got Golden State definitely in the Western Conference Finals. It's just about who they're going to be playing. Thunder or Houston. I want them to be playing Houston. I feel like they like basically crafted Houston to beat Golden State. So I would love to see, you know, them on that stage with them both high power offense. I think that would be a crazy Western Conference final. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the second round, if the Thunder get there and they play the Rockets, I think that's going to be crazy second round. Like, but the West, man.
But do they have my only concern is if you go on the Western Conference, say for instance, if Golden State makes it to the Western Conference Finals against the Houston Rockets, my only thing would be, do they have enough depth for the Houston Rockets? I don't think they have enough depth.
You don't think so?
I don't think they have enough depth for the Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets deep.
They are deep. They deep as I don't know what. They about 20.
They deep, you know what I mean? And the guys that they have coming off the bench Mute are guys that can be starters.
Mute like, just got hurt, so I think that was one of their valuable pieces on the bench. Yeah. But they still
I think the Thunder are going to beat the Rockets.
So you got the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals this year.
I got
year.
The Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. And who you got?
Oh, I got the Rockets and Golden State. Okay. For sure.
Golden State.
Who in the finals? Black and gray right now. Your finals teams and your person that's going to host the – your team that's going to host the Tom O'Brien Trophy.
Out of the East, LeBron James, the King, of course. And out of the West, I mean, it's hard, it's tough. But I'm going to say the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Ooh! Woo! I like that. Oh, man.
I'm going to say the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I think you have LeBron going against LeBron Jr. And I think the Miami Heat, I mean, not the Miami Heat, the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think they'll prevail. I think they're going to win. I think it might go six games, but I'm going to say LeBron. LeBron has something to prove. Man, been in seven straight finals.
It's over for him.
And I think he's going to go to eight.
It's over for him.
You know? So.
You sound like, mind though. You sound like somebody who wants LeBron to win another ring.
I want him to.
It's over for him.
I want him to.
It's over for Bron.
Okay.
He'll be, like I said, if he meet up with a healthy Philly with Joel Embiid, he's not going to the finals. If Philly not healthy, then he's going to go. But even if he do make it to the finals, he's going to have to see one or two teams, the Rockets or the Golden States. And I think any one of them going to wash him. I ain't saying wash him, but they going to wash him. Okay. I think them little pieces, them Larry Nash Jr.'s and the George Hills and the Rodney Hoods and these guys, when they get on that main stage, them boys going to fold like laundry. So either way, but I'm going to pick for the West. I'm so tired of – I ain't going to lie. I'm tired of seeing Golden State and Cleveland. But just because I'm tired of seeing it, I'm going to say Houston, Cleveland, Houston in six. They're going to trade ball Cleveland to death. But the King going to do the King. He lied with the average. A triple-double in the final, about 35, probably 40, but anybody else going to do nothing.
Since you're talking about, you know, teams and particular players that's going to help those teams get to the championship, let's talk about the young folks, the young the little water buckets. Let's talk about the Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Who your guys' takes on the Rookie of the Year? What's your mind on it, Breeze?
Duke guy. What's up with your Duke guy? You got a Duke guy in the running right now.
My rookie of the year is Donovan Mitchell. For the Utah Jazz to lose who they lost, and for him to come in his first year as a straight up rookie, and they be fifth in the West, in a hard West, after losing Gordon Hayward and Joe Johnson and them guys, I just think they have Gobert still there, and you know they have some pieces, but Donovan Mitchell. All day. There's nothing, no knock against Ben Simmons. I like his game. He's a second coming of Magic Johnson, but I just feel like he got drafted 2016. He played Summer League. So he played NBA Talent Summer League. If I'm not mistaken, he played preseason, right? That's when he got injured preseason, right? Ben Simmons.
I'm not sure when Ben Simmons got injured.
He got injured, but just to be like, people to be around that talent, I just feel like he's not a rookie. This is his second season. Yeah, he didn't play his first season, but he's not a rookie. I mean, he got drafted 2016. He was a rookie, and unfortunately, he got hurt. But Donovan Mitchell is a rookie, a true rookie. Came in making noise, averaging 20 points. Not a lot of rookies come in and average 20 points, especially in the West.
Facts.
And he's like, if I'm not mistaken, he's like 20. He's 20. Might as well say 21 points, but he's like 20.5, 3-3. That's good. And he's a little guy. So I'm a little guy, so I root for little guys.
I like Ben Simmons. He's one of my favorite players in the league. I like Philly. I told him my danger team. But by technicalities, he had a year with his team. Like he had time to practice with them, build up chemistry, see how the NBA is right, work with the trainers, eat right, get his body right. He had a whole year in the NBA to get a feel of the league and get the feel of everything. I think Donovan Mitchell just came in this year And he just came and hit in the ground. You didn't. Nobody expected Utah to even make the playoff this year. They lost Gordon Hayward. They lost Joe Johnson. Gobert was out almost 30 games this year. They top center. And he still has these guys to five in the West. In the West, you played it. You played. That means he got to play Steph four times. He said, this dude said in a week, I had to guard Steph Curry, Dame Lillard, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden. He said he had to guard these and one more brother person.
Best point guard.
He said, I got to guard all the best people. He said, I guarded it like in a week, bro. You got to play the top teams in the West four times. Like, he's in the, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these the best teams are in the West. You got to play them four times and he still get his team to the playoffs?
Unreal.
That's unreal. Like, he says he's averaging 20 plus as a rookie. How can I take, even though Ben Simmons' impact is retarded, he's hitting triple doubles. He got like 15 triple doubles on the year, something like that. He's, his number is crazy. He can't even shoot. He made zero threes this year. Like, he's like 0-for-11. Like, he can't even shoot a jumper, bro. Barely can shoot a free throw. But this guy, his impact, the way he get his team involved, he's having a hell of a year. I think if I just got to give it to Donovan Mitchell. Right. I mean, I like Ben Simmons. I'm not even mad if somebody do give it to Ben Simmons. But if you're looking at a true rookie, first year, hit the ground running with the odds against him in that Western Conference, how can I say Ben Simmons to see what he had to go against?
All right, so y'all both agree that y'all feel that Donovan Mitchell is the rookie. All right, my final take on Raw Mind Sports, my thoughts on it is the playoffs are going to come down, honestly, to the NBA playoffs. It's going to come down to injuries. Who's healthy, who's not. As we see, Kyrie Irving just dismantled the Boston Celtics' chances of winning an NBA Finals or going to the NBA Finals because of the fact that he's hurt. So people giving other teams chances. At first, when he was healthy, you know, people didn't, you know, kind of pretty much put them at the top of the chart. Now you're asking, you know, with the NBA with Steph Curry, is Steph Curry going to be healthy? When he come back, the question is he going to still be the same Steph Curry? Is his ankle going to allow him to be on the court a lot? Or they still going to go with the same Quinn Cook game? With the NBA Rookie of the Year, I feel like Donovan Mitchell is the Rookie of the Year in my mind. And at the same time, I feel like this kid wants LeBron, those elite players, KD, Westbrook, Melo. I go on for a few. I feel like he's going to probably be the premier. I believe he's the future of the NBA. I feel like his stats, if he stays healthy,
who that?
Donovan Mitchell will be a guy, a force to be reckoned with in this game. Anyway, I appreciate, you know, TJ Hale coming back to my show. I appreciate Breeze for coming on the show for the first time. And I feel like this is a pretty good show, and it always will. Stay tuned for the next show. It's always the basis, Raw Mind Sports. We keep it real, we don't sugarcoat nothing. Next show, we're gonna give you guys a chance to give your intake and chime in to see what you want to say on the show and how you feel about your opinions on certain topics. Please discuss on my page, Raw Mind Sports, at Facebook and Instagram. Have a nice day.